So we recently went to the Smithsonian for mine and Hannah's birthday. We're 9 days apart, so we usually just like, let's go do this. Like we went rollerblading last year. It's an awesome time. And I gotta say that it's gotten way cooler than I remember, like when I was a kid. I don't know if it's just because, like, you know, being like 30 now, I'm just like, everything is cool. Nature is awesome.
Jake, you've always been like that.
I know. But now I get to show them, like, my daughter, too. So it's awesome. What was funny was right in the beginning, as you go in, they have that, like, full-size, like, elephant, that, like, African elephant. Mm. She was, like, scared. she was just like, that's how, like, big they are? I was like, yeah, that African elephants are huge. they're very large creatures.
They're gigantic. Yes.
Yeah.
That reminds me, have you seen, like, not an African elephant, I think it's a different type of elephant, but it was like going in and out of like a hotel lobby that was kind of like an open air, and they're like, yeah, like we built this like this place here and we had to keep it open because like this is like the elephant's migratory pattern. So they just kind of, you know, just go on by. And
if it wasn't an African elephant, it might have been an Indian elephant. In which case, that makes sense. Because they're just like, just let them. Yep. Just let them.
Don't mess with
them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But while I was there, for all of our TTRPG guys in the audience, which is everybody, of course, they sell dice.
What?
Really?
The Smithsonian?
Yeah. Yep. Museum of Natural History sells these gem dice.
They're cool.
Wait.
They're cool.
Gemstone dice?
Yeah, they're. I forget what kind of rock they are, I'll pass them around.
Eye.
But they are really, really cool.
Yeah, that looks like Tiger's Eye.
That's Tiger's Eye. That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, we were like walking around. They have a bunch of stuff. They're
weighty.
Yeah, yeah, they're weighted. What's funny is that you can tell that they're clearly like handmade because the dots on the dice are like not entirely even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're just awesome.
there Kelly. One goes.
Kelly,
you threw him at me.
Yeah, I was about to blame Kelly for that.
I dropped them in your hand. You dropped them from like a foot up.
Yeah, you kind of did the cascade hand.
Yeah.
But it's okay. They're made out of rocks.
That's true.
They're just damaging my floor.
Yeah. When Mark was like, oh, they're weighty, I like didn't expect it, but they are very heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Considering the size.
Yep.
Dense.
But they're awesome. So if you ever needed another reason to go to a museum, there's literally dice at the Museum of Natural History. But I want to know, what was your favorite museum trip as a kid or as an adult too? Since we all like to go do that. What's like one of your favorite places to go when it comes to like museums or field trips?
Probably like Museum of Natural History.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hmm. I've been to too many museums.
You have not been?
Not really.
No. It's a shame.
The Aerospace Museum at Dulles Airport's really cool.
Oh, that's another
one. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
I've been there. They have a full-ass rocket ship in there.
Yeah.
Like, they have a space shuttle. Yeah. You can, like, go in it.
Yeah, it's like the Air and Space Museum around the
Aerospace Museum. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah, the one in D.C. is really neat. It's honestly, I think out of all of them, it's fun just because you go around and interact with, like, the different things. I mean, like, even though I've seen it before.
Yeah.
But, like, they opened up, I think, from the time I took a field trip back in elementary school, when it was, like, the last time I went there, and a couple of years ago I was there. Like, they built an entire wing that's more dedicated towards, like, space travel.
Yep.
And you could go into certain spots, and they had, like, a thermal imaging thing, so you could walk by it and see, like, your heat, like, thing and all that stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, like, everything felt really interactive in there.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, seeing the space shuttles and, like, there's the cockpit you could get inside and stuff like that. Planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps going. Like, there's so much fun stuff to do.
I always love the, you know, the exhibits where you walk in and it's like a cockpit for, like, an old plane or something like that. And there's a glass there so you can't, like, interact with stuff. And they have, like, the dummies, you know, of, like, pilots.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing, like, how many buttons and levers are, like, in the cockpit of a plane. Mm-hmm.
Touch them all.
You're just like, you have to trust whoever's flying those things. Because they have to know everything about that. It's incredible just, like, how much work goes into flight.
Yeah. Oh, man. When I was in Kansas, I was visiting my brother when he lived out there. They have a salt mine museum where they converted an old salt mine into a museum.
Yeah,
you go down a huge elevator that goes mile under the underground.
Oh shit!
And then it's like this like cool like super underground salt mine. It's just like wide open. It's huge. It's enormous. And like you could take a tour through like the mines, and it's like pitch black everywhere except for where you're in the lights.
Yeah.
So it's like super creepy looking out into the darkness, and it's like it's just like super quiet.
Oh man.
The temperature is obviously like really cool.
Yeah.
That one was pretty cool.
Let's call it what it is. That's an Underdark museum.
Yeah,
Underdark museum.
Yeah.
The question on everyone's mind, did you lick a wall?
I didn't lick a wall.
Usually there's rules against it. Last time I was at the Luray Caverns, they had signs says, don't lick the stalactites. Because people apparently do.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that like fancy-pantsy restaurant that opened up that had Himalayan salt for like portions of the wall? And they said, yeah, you can lick the wall and rub your food on it. I'm like, don't worry, the staff regularly clean it.
What?
I don't care if they do.
Yeah, I also just don't want to do that.
Wouldn't the salt clean itself? It's salt, right?
I mean, it doesn't clean viruses, only bacteria.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's still weird.
Plenty of E. coli to go around.
It's still really weird.
Let me have this steak. Oh, let me... Well, I'm just licking the wall there.
Just go up and take my T-bone and rub it on there. And like...
the cook comes out from the back and rubs
smacks it.
This is the highest form of dining experience.
We have 2 Michelin stars. And thank you for our $600 bill.
Please enjoy the greasy salt wall.
Also, how long is that going to last? Like, salt goes away.
I don't know, I didn't even think about that.
I feel like it's going to last a while, and then they're going to be like, we're running out of salt.
Every time we try to wash it off, it just goes away.
Maybe that's when they go to the store and just start buying salt and just throwing it at the wall. Like, oh, please, put it back on.
It's not sticking.
They just ply it on there and just paint it pink.
Oh, God.
All you have to do is mix pure table salt and lead paint. You're good.
and then tell your customers to lick it.
Yeah. That's the idea.
What could possibly be the issue here?
So the best museum that I've ever... The best museum I've ever gone to, this is kind of a cop-out, and I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, but it's the Viking Museum in Norway.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have long ships. They even had cloth that was preserved because of the cold conditions of Norway plus, like, some type of mud and whatever.
Yep.
Like, they had cloth
from,
like, thousands question mark years ago.
Vikings are pretty old, Tim.
Yeah.
It was like 20 plus years. It
was at least 10 years ago.
At least more than 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was wild. Like, unbelievable. And then the fun one was there was this other museum in Norway. It was like I don't even know what it was supposed to be a museum of.
Okay.
But it was like the last like 50 years or something. And it was kind of just like Norwegian culture of the last 50 years.
Okay, all right.
So, like, it's just funny, like, the parts that mirrored, like, you know, kind of like worldwide trends. Like, the Beatles and stuff
right.
And then how it differed from, like, world trends. I'm like, That was interesting, and it was very deserted, so it was creepy. It was very creepy. We're just like the only ones walking around.
Yeah, very, very like liminal space sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, there should be a lot of people here, but there aren't.
I mean, we went during like a weekday. It wasn't a holiday or anything, so.
Yeah.
They know something you don't.
Yeah. We went to the cafe later. That was nice, and I had a moose burger.
A moose burger?
Moose burger.
That sounds cool.
It was awesome.
Nice. Well, if there's one thing that's definitely going to be in a museum later, it's going to be the Deinosuchus. And probably with Benson in his stomach still.
I thought you were going to say something like, if there's one thing you want to try a burger version of, it's going to be the Deinosuchus.
No, it's going to be one of those things where it's in a museum, and then like directly below it, they'll be like, we found the remains of a human male.
Yeah. For some reason, I guess it was in Norway because his cloak is perfectly preserved. But right. He's dead as shit.
Full suit of armor is preserved.
Yeah, well. Right.
On the inscription on the inside, it says, "Thy will be done."
This thing will die of old age before it kills Benson.
Benson's just going, "Oh, I can heal all day, man."
Just needs a straw to get some air in here.
I just gotta poke a few.
Cut an air hole.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Cut an air hole and then stick a straw out. Snorkel.
But at the end of that was round one. Holy shit!
Dude. I know a lot happened.
Yeah, a lot happened in round one. So at the end of round one, hold on, let's talk about round one. Round one, Benson got thrown into this thing's stomach, and Kezzer shot off a lightning bolt, and you guys did what you could to deal with stuff.
I belched a lightning bolt.
Belched a lightning bolt. I apologize. But what ended up happening was that the Balgard Swamp Seer on top of the palisade surrounding the Fortress of Sorrow saw this happening, and usually, I'll give you a little bit behind the scenes, they like to watch this thing just, like, eat stuff. They sort of just sit up there and then...
Who wouldn't?
They're like, all shit, look, this guy coming. Oh.
I like watching. I like watching regular crocodiles eat things. Imagine
it's
a
brutal,
60-foot long one.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, oh, shit. Oh, it's, ooh, it didn't stand a chance. Oh, yeah, they sit back there like MMA like commentators.
They're just like...
Oh. He's trying to secure the death roll.
But when they noticed that it was not an animal, but in fact a human in full plate, they were like, oh, shit, it's them. And they alerted the entire Fortress of Sorrow. So let's get back to the round here. As that happened at the end of round one. Round two, it is the Dinosuchus's turn. Benson, you're swallowed. I don't have to worry about you.
Yep.
Wait, so it was still ahead of me in initiative?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It went first, yeah.
It went first.
I thought that was like a surprise round or something.
Nope.
I
didn't actually know. No, it in fact got one more than you in initiative. So.
Oh. I think I got like a natural 19. Like I could not have rolled.
It was pretty good.
I mean, I could have. I'm sorry.
Right.
It probably used its stealth too. So.
Yeah.
So this thing takes a step right up to Kezzer.
Bring it on.
It is going to... It's not stealthed anymore, so it's not going to get its aquatic ambush off, but that doesn't matter. So, first strike with its jaws.
Oh, Jesus.
26.
That's it.
All right.
Here's the question, though.
That's
good lord. Do you make it strike?
15 feet away.
I love it. Practically, you are completely unaware, and you are freaking the fuck out. So
it opens its mouth. And bends his head, and it's like esophagus looking out, and he's like, "Hi, Amade."
Yeah,
it's the fucking scene from Ace Ventura, where he's coming out of the rhino's butt.
Yeah, that's just Benson. That's his head.
Just Benson
out back of his throat.
I had to ask.
I like the question. It was funny. That is going to be 26 points of damage to you.
21.
Oh, there you go. And it's going to use its last action to grab. The effect, the monster automatically grabs the target until the end of the monster's next turn. The creature is grabbed by whichever body part the monster attacked with. Oh, yeah, so yeah, you're on the jaws. One action to do that. So it moved, attacked, and grabbed. That is the end of its turn. Adalar.
Oh boy.
Cut him out, Adalar.
In all the times that you have helped Kezra in dire situations, did you ever expect him to get grabbed and you know he's going to get swallowed next turn?
I guess I'll accidentally put an R on myself. I'm sorry.
Right. I gotta protect myself. This is fucked right up.
No, I deleted it. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I want to see how far away he is. Oh gosh. Why am I? I'm trying to just draw a line, but it's making like an aura of some kind. I'm sorry.
that is because you have the aura selected. if you go to the actor button and like the third one down is measured distance. You trying to measure distance to get to Kezra there?
Third one down. Oh, whoopsies.
There you go.
Yeah, I found it.
So, I'll tell you, he's 25 away, so.
It says 30 for me.
Yeah, but you don't do it from your square, you do it from...
Oh, you do it from the square, from this square.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Two actions. I'm going to heal, because I want to top him off before he goes. Kezra?
No, don't heal Kezra. He's fine.
Oh, All right. Well, I don't really have much else to do. All my spells are mostly for creatures that are, you know, not creatures. All right.
Famous last words.
I'm down 2 hit points.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were...
Heal him. He needs healing.
I don't think I quite got that. Okay, well...
Because he needs healing. Oh, sorry. Force of habit.
Right?
That's the most funny. This thing hasn't done that much damage to us yet. We just can't do anything.
I have 30 damage to it.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I'm going to launch anything, a little mode of flame at him then.
Okay.
Nat 20!
Oh, boy.
There you go. That way you can
set
me and Kezra on fire.
Oh my god. The other day when we were playing in Tim's game, John's brother James rolled a he used animate rope.
Yeah.
Okay.
The like first level spell.
Yeah. Yeah.
To grab someone non-combat, they were trying to disrupt the circus.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he used animate rope to tie them up so that they wouldn't run out. He rolled a natural 20, and he got a spell critical, and it was creature is randomly teleported to another plane. So this person, they were not trying to harm, got teleported to another dimension.
Yep. And they had to make like a will save or something, and failed it.
Failed the will save. It was one of my favorite moments I've ever had.
Wait, so they were animate tied up in a rope and then transported to it.
The way I described it is like as the rope coiled up, the person's body just like slowly disappeared.
Definitely a top 5 moment ever in my TTRPG history.
Do you know which plane they went to?
I have yet to decide that.
I don't know. I mean, we're like level... Actually, we're level 7, right?
Yeah, level 7.
Okay, so we're actually pretty high level, but still... pretty insane. And this person wasn't supposed to be harmed.
No, it was supposed to be detained.
It was like a rival circus member.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you mess with us.
You guys are gonna have the
and this was James' first use of his brand new character.
Yes. Yes.
And one party member witnessed it.
Wow.
The enthralled barbarian that we have as a like NPC who's helping us.
God.
Well, I think he sent a message. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm kidding. Fondalore was very scared.
Anyway.
Slowed down.
Okay.
The target is slowed 2 for 1 round.
That's
extremely good.
Okay. All right. So slowed 2 for what now?
1 round.
Okay, then.
And, and you get your double damage.
Oh, yeah. Double. Oh,
and
man.
Persistent.
Double damage and persistent fire damage. Oh, boy.
Who doggy?
I call it has to do with submerge, but yeah.
I should have been rolling this bomb. Kelly was telling us.
Oh, yeah. No.
We should definitely send that circus member to the plane of fire.
Yes. Yes.
Just to be mean.
So that has 20 points of... Whoa, hold on a second.
Oh.
Plus your spellcasting ability modifier. Oh. Okay.
You smoke son of a bitch.
I know. He's too happy about this.
28 points of fire damage. It might as well have been a fireball.
Jeez.
And.
Dang.
And on your turn, you're going to take 10 points of persistent fire.
Ah! Oh, Jesus. Goodness. Good God.
Might be the most successful cantrip ever.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
He's in the water.
Okay, so?
How's the persistent fire going to do?
If you go underwater, it goes out.
Okay.
Yep. You have to go underwater to avoid the damage.
It's a magic fire, so
I threw it inside of his mouth. Sorry, Benson.
It's getting cooked alive in there.
Yeah, I mean, if he takes an action to submerge himself, I would imagine that probably just
fix
it.
That's a spy. Send me a toll.
Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood, he's going to take 2 actions in order to...
I'm sorry, I had 1 action.
Oh, good lord.
God damn it.
What else are you going to do?
I cast Guidance on Kezra.
Sick.
Kezra, sabotage guidance.
You contribute so much on that last action of your turn.
Hey, that is a plus 1 that could be the difference between a hit or a crit.
I'm just really glad you interrupted Mark, that's all.
That's fine. I don't care.
And it's funny because usually Mark rolls high with me, I am usually interrupting Mark.
Yeah,
just because of an issue.
Yes,
just,
yes, true.
Let's see what happens. So he's going to take a 2 action in order to get a plus. Shoot. Yeah, since I went up here, it... let's see here. Okay. So that'll be a plus 19 to this.
Oh, boy. All right.
So... Oof, that's slow. So that's a 29 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right, 2d6, d8. Oh, nice. Okay, that's not too bad. 6, 7, 8, 13, 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And might as well swing it, shoot again.
Okay.
Oh, 16 on the die. That would be a... Let's see, minus... Yeah, it's because it's going from, like, a 17, so it would be a... Yep, that would be actually a 29, because it would be a plus 13
to hit. Yep, another hit.
And that's only 2d6.
Yep.
8. 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. Yep. Respectable.
Yep. He's just sniping this giant freaking creature.
Kezzer.
Remember. Right. So I am grabbed, and I don't care. I cast... True Strike on myself.
I remember.
Okay. And a mote of flame.
Nice.
Erupts in my hand as I cast Produce Flame as well and attack as a melee strike on this creature. So.
Wait, when did you learn? Have you always known Produce Flame?
I have a staff.
And remember, you can add D8 to this.
Oh, I remember. That's why I'm doing an attack. Yeah. I got a natural 20.
Oh my god! Yes! No!
Fucking
true strike.
True strike worked.
Oh my gosh.
Got a 4 and a 20. First time true strike has gotten me a critical.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever.
And 65 episodes.
Oh yeah, I got a card. Another spell critical.
You get to read the card to yourself.
I get to read the card to myself.
66 episodes.
Interesting. Doomed. The target is slowed 1 for 1 round, and it's also doomed 1. So you have no actions on your turn.
Wow.
Okay, then.
And you're doomed.
And I'm doomed.
Wow. Interesting.
So, the exact thing that always happens to us. We get in a fight that looks rough, and we just crit our way to success.
Crit to success.
Man, this is so exciting. I never crit.
I know. Wait, you get double damage, and if your persistent fire is higher than mine, it'll take that persistent fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had 10, right?
Yep.
All right, so you'll take also 28 damage, because I did the exact same damage as you.
Interesting.
And your persistent damage will be...
Oh, God.
12.
Oh, nice.
And don't forget.
So, does the
D8
stack?
No, it's just the higher.
It's the higher, so you'll take 12. Right. And a D8 for 8 damage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The 8 gets doubled, too, by the way.
16 extra damage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, because it's my hunter's edge.
I don't have to do anything. I just absorb the first turn, and then we're good.
All right, so that was 3 actions, and I blink 10 feet in a random direction.
I can't believe you smacked this thing in the face so fucking hard.
Smacked it. Just
blink over there.
He blinked to the north.
So I blink out of its grab, and I've moved northeast. So basically kind of where started.
Northwest, right?
Northwest, whatever. Lord.
Northwest.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was fun.
Pretty good turn. All right, that was your turn. Benson, I do want to resolve something. You need to be taking bludgeoning damage from last turn.
Fair enough.
So let me go ahead and resolve that now for you.
You have stone skin on, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You do. So, and 11. 11 bludgeoning here.
Okay. So, points of damage. Or no. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
27.
All right, and it is now your turn. You feel this thing not moving right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What I imagine it is that, Kezra, you put the flame in your hand, and you, just punched it in the eye.
Yeah.
And this thing just, got, rocked. And so now it's just sort of floating like a board in the water. No. A huge-sized board.
And I'm going to swing. 28. Yeah, it's 28.
That beats his AC.
Oh, nice.
And all you need to do is just try to deal enough damage.
That one I will use from you. 18 points of damage.
Ain't bad.
that it was the perfect amount that you needed to what? Slide out of his stomach.
No way. So now I'm out.
Now you are out.
That was just one action.
Yes. So you have one more because you were slowed. Well,
it slowed as long as he was in there.
So now he's not correct. There. Yeah. Yep. So now you slide out. I will say that I believe it says you slide out prone.
Okay.
So you need an action to reorient yourself.
Stand up.
Yeah. So yeah. Exactly.
I don't need to use an extra shield block anymore. So. That is an 18 on the die.
Ooh.
That's not a hit.
For
minus
5, 30.
Okay. That is a hit.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Let me pull up another damage roll.
Yeah, Foundry is much better for damage.
Yep.
Not bad.
16 points of damage.
There we go.
It's rocking and rolling.
All right. So at the end of round two, you guys are in a much better situation than you were at the end of last episode. I will be rolling now for the Vulgar Swamp Steers.
After he did a ton of damage to him, thankfully.
I
freaking destroyed this.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fucking damage.
Two crits on cantrips, like...
The same cantrip, too.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, so that was them. So they're they're pretty staggered here in the turn initiative. But what's going to end up happening is that at the start of this turn, they are now moving towards you. So they spent that, and now this turn they were spending their turn reacting to it. So they have now entered initiative. In which case, it comes to the Dinosuchus' turn, of which you may never know the name.
And he takes 12 points of fire damage.
12 points of fire.
And also the slow condition only goes back, like, one?
He loses all of his actions this round. Both effects were for one round. Two, and then he got slowed one.
Yeah.
So he's slowed three for one round.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was
he's no longer slowed.
But he loses all of his actions.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of his turn, he's supposed to take a flat check to see if he stops burning. It is up to the GM's discretion on what the DC for that flat check. It is typically 15 in normal conditions, but he's in water, so you can...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's in water. Yeah. I will roll a flat check, and it's going to be a typical low-ass 1, 9. Yeah, he's fine.
But he takes a 12 first.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did that already.
Smells like gumbo.
Mm-mm.
Asian right. Country.
That was its turn. That's really neat. Foundry, the doomed condition on the initiative tracker has a little scythe.
Yeah, I see
nice.
That.
that's a neat one. Adelar, it's your turn.
No one seems to be in great danger.
We're kicking this thing's ass.
Yeah, so...
Benson comes out looking virtually unscathed.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was weird. Wait, yep, so was the Dinosuchus just submerged itself, or just what did it do?
It's just like...
No, it's
still slowed.
Yeah. Well, it's not slowed anymore, but it spent that turn doing nothing.
Oh,
right. Yeah. So, for the last round, like I said, it was just sort of floating
catatonic. Okay, I got disoriented for a moment, because I was thinking, okay.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and do another Produce Flame, because...
It seems to be working.
Yeah.
It hates fire.
Okay, actually...
You're gonna heal it? Awesome. That's so...
I feel bad for this creature.
Right.
Oh, maybe we can make it on our team.
Did Mark, from his... Or I'm sorry, from Oakwood's knowledge check, did he ascertain its alignment?
No.
No.
I was really just seeing what special thing it had. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's a creature, so most likely it's neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's an animal, so I'm just going to go ahead and just roll.
Okay.
Produce flame. 20, I think that's a miss.
That is a miss.
All right, last action, raise my shield.
Okay.
Sounds
don't
weird.
Take my thing.
Sounds weird.
That's my line.
Don't say that again.
And I forgot to mention, but my sanctuary wore off because last term I cast a hostile action.
Gotcha. All right, so...
You're being aggressive towards the wildlife.
The Bogger Swamp Seer that's in the middle right there, like way up here, he's going to book it down.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Jump in the water.
I feel like he's fine with the water.
Wait, he has to pull his pants up first.
Call back.
He has to take an action, pull his pants up, or else he trips and falls prone.
We don't make the rules. You know?
He's still reeling from that two foot log he dropped.
He runs over pants around his ankles.
Frog creature.
Pants around his ankles, excited to see whatever was happening over here.
What a miss!
And
don't you put those two things together.
What?
Never mind. Okay.
And so he gets there with two actions.
Jeez. He was booking it.
Yeah, they runs over there. Can he do anything? That was spells, really. Nope. Most of the spells are two actions. So he runs over here. So he's not on the watchtower. He's on the he's on the palace at wall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a guy like just up the watchtower there. With the steps and stuff. That would have been all three actions anyway. Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, seeing that these swamp seers are coming in, he is going to, and also seeing that Benson is kind of okay, Kezra is right there, he's going to turn his attention to the swamp seer here.
Okay.
And spend a single action to hunt prey, and two actions to do a hunted shot, which gets rid of any concealment.
Oh, yep.
That would be a 24 to hit.
24 on these guys. What is their AC? Yep, that's it.
Thank God. That was like a... that was a fucking low roll, too. Alright. Let's see. Okay. That's 13 points of damage.
Alright.
And... Vamir, he's not going to flutter all the way over there, but he's going to stay in the tree line right now.
Alright.
And that's it.
That is your turn. Kezra.
Oh, sorry. As an action, he's going to move where Kezra is at the moment.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Dash across the treetops.
Yep, sure.
Kezra. I'm liking what's going on right now.
I'm not.
I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do another True Strike and another produce flame.
Cool.
It worked so good last time.
Yeah.
30.
30 against the Dinosuchus. Yeah, it's a hit.
Okay.
Why are you rolling so many dice?
I'm a high level.
I'm a high level, Jay. Shut up.
So that will be 14 points of fire damage.
All right.
And a blink.
All right.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. You gotta roll to see where you go.
I go back there. It was the opposite of my last blink.
Right.
So I blink back into melee range.
Yikes. Interesting. All right. Bulger, Swampsy's turn. This one is going to be the one that was closest. So this is the one that Elkwood actually just shot.
Yeah.
Spells. Spells, spells, spells. Classic acid arrow. What's wrong, Timmy?
Classic vintage. Vintage acid arrow.
That spell.
It's a good spell.
It is a good spell.
Pretty good spell. All right, it is going to be an attack on you, Elkwood.
Would I get any cover since I'm in the trees?
I'll say you get a little bit of cover.
Damn straight at you. All
right. 20 total?
Nope.
Figured as much.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why are you so aggressive?
Because they try to shoot an acid arrow at me.
How dare you? And that is all that he can really do. Yep, that's all he's going to do. He likes his little vantage point here. Benson.
All right, I'm just going to swing for the fences. Let me get my sheet up here. Nothing wrong with just swinging and trying to kill a motherfucker.
I assume you take great offense to it not... it eating you and not just finishing the job.
And not just being dead already.
Yeah.
10, 17 plus 14.
31.
31. Thank you.
Y'all need to learn math.
Eyes dumb, so...
That is definitely a hit. What's the damage?
Oh, 8. Garbage damage.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right.
You said 8 damage?
Yeah. 2d8 plus 6. 8 damage.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was two
wow.
ones.
Wow.
Oh.
Boo. Wow. All right. What else are you doing?
Swing it again. Oof, that actually might be a miss. It's a 9. 25.
Yeah, that is a miss.
Fuck it. Let's see if we get the 20.
Yeah, might as well.
Because I can do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. It comes to the Bulgard Swampseer's turn. This one is the one that was all the way up on, like, the top northwest tip here. So he's just going to spend...
Top of the football.
Yes.
Yeah.
Top of the football. So he's just going to spend his actions running.
Like, you think he gets to the top of the spire and then just rolls down.
Yeah.
Rolls down. Turn so insignificant, you shouldn't have even told us.
Yeah, Jake.
It was funny. I made a noise and everything.
What more do you want?
The Dinosuchus.
Seeing Benson and Kessler right there again.
Nah, I'm going to go for Kessler.
Oh, no.
I'm pissing him off.
I had him, and then he's gone.
Attack 41 to hit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's crit.
Yep.
All right, retributive strike.
Yay!
Oh, man, more DR. Thank you. How much DR?
Is it 8?
Eight?
Yeah.
Cool.
Damn, so that's good.
36 points of damage.
Wait, so that doubled would be...
No.
Oh, that's
double.
Doubled.
That's double.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Nice. Okay, and I have 13 DR, so that's great.
Oh, my God.
What you got there?
So that was a natural 19 on the die.
Ooh!
36.
36. That's it.
Oh, man.
This thing's AC is hard.
I was
yeah.
That's a chunky.
This is like other things trying to crit me.
Yeah. I know how it feels.
21 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
How do you kill it?
Yeah!
I see it. Its head spins away from me and lunges. And I just, as the second that head, like, extends to go for Kezra, I just go right at the joint. Just straight nice. Down at the neck joint.
It swallows me, and Kezra just slides through the back of his severed head.
Yeah. So I don't even think I can go all the way through because it's so big, but you just got this huge slit because I definitely hit the spine and I hit the lower part.
Yeah.
You just right in and right out.
Like the teeth, like, scraping against his flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
Kezra just, like, falls out at Benson's feet on the other side.
Oh, God.
That was glorious.
That was fun. Let's do it again.
Flavors of It's Always Sunny with, I just want to be pure.
I just want to be pure.
All right. That was Dynagus' turn. He only got one attack off, and then he's dead. Comes to Adalar now.
Okay, we have done several notches on Bargarts previously.
Yeah, what do you remember about these things?
I just want to try to remember if they're, what their alignment is.
Chaotic Evil. Oh, okay. Clearly, yeah.
They're Dahak worship.
Yeah.
regardless of their race or ancestry.
Their edicts are chaos and destruction.
Yeah.
I mean, I never want to assume.
There's this one guy in here that's just like, oh, you know, I just make cookies for everybody.
He's just new. He's just lawful evil. He's like, I'm just here to make cookies, man.
Right.
Okay, so in you see the two Bogarts that are like kind of close to each other.
Yeah. So they are close, but they're because of the watchtowers are 15 feet above that.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. So yeah.
So I think, I'm pretty sure if I space this like halfway up the one, the 20-foot burst would get both.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the spell has insane range.
Yes,
yes it does. I'm just like, I am a long ways away, and I just see them from a distance, and I'm like, it's time to blow this fortress wide open. Abadar, release your divine wrath! And that echoes across, and then this explosion, this brilliant, bright, golden light of order pierces these chaotic beings, and I need them both to make me fortitude saves.
Okay.
All right, I feel like they think they're just getting crushed and smashed by gigantic magical coins.
Yeah.
I'm pelted with magic coins.
Like the $0.50 hail. Just,
Just a bunch of Chalaxian dollars.
Killed by cash.
So, I'm going to tell you right now, a 13 on one.
Oh my god.
And a natural one on the other.
Oh, two crits.
Dang. We're dealing with some slightly weaker beings here.
Okay, this is... It's not double damage for a crit fail, but...
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So it takes... They both take full damage, which is... Oh. 25 points of damage.
God damn.
And they are both sickened 2 and slowed 1.
All right, so sorry, let's go over the damage first. Yep. What's the damage?
25.
25. That's that. Oh, it's not double damage.
Okay. No, not double damage.
All right, so 25 to both these guys.
Yep. And they are sickened 2.
Okay.
Basically minus 2 to everything.
Yeah.
And they are slowed 1. As long as they are sickened, they are slowed.
Okay. All right.
Yep. I wish that was double damage.
Okay. I would have just iced them, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we will address that when it comes to them. It is the one's turn now. So the one that's a little bit north, so the one that's on the palisade, not on the watchtower part, he's slowed 1, correct?
Yep, and sickened 2.
And sickened 2.
He takes his actions to throw up. I mean,
or doesn't.
So or one, doesn't. Second two.
I mean, he can try to take his actions to throw up. It's a pretty high DC.
Yep. Okay. So here is what he is going to do. Second ain't fun, but he's got other shit to do. Slowed ain't fun either. I don't like that spell. I don't like any spell you cast.
It spells dumb.
Yeah.
Spells stupid.
He is going to try to... Where are you? You're way back there.
Oh, yeah. It's a long range.
Yep. He is going to cast an Acid Splash at Kessler.
That's a 30-foot range?
Not Acid Splash. Acid Arrow, sorry.
Acid Arrow. I was going to say, I was like... All right, whatever, man.
He used another action to increase the range. he's got reach. He wouldn't even be able to do it. He's slowed. Acid arrow.
Whoa!
His pogger, it's Mario.
29 to hit.
Oh,
damn good roll.
Yep, that's it.
All right, damage on this bad boy.
And that's with the minus 2.
27. Oh, wait, you know what? That might have calculated it. Hold on. It did.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it did.
Very good roll.
So, yep, still 29. 22 points of acid damage.
17 points of acid damage.
I love having resistances. It's so fun.
It also does persistent.
Yes. So, yeah, so on a hit, you deal 3d8 acid damage. And then... it did not crit, so I'm not going to worry about that. But, yeah, and then it'll be 2d8 persistent.
Okay.
If I just... Oh, no, it doesn't.
It should be 2d6. If it's heightened.
Oh.
It's either 1d6.
No, sorry. Wait, 1d6. I was reading the heightened version.
Ah.
2.
0 acid damage.
Oh, suck a jink.
It's 5 all damage.
So it's 5 all day.
I'm really happy you guys are burning all your spells.
Been using cantrips. we killed this water creature with produce flame.
I know, right? Oakwood, it's your turn.
Okay, Oakwood, he's just going to take a 2-action shot against the one that's on the watchtower.
Okay.
And line up a shot. God damn it, again. 24 to hit.
Yep, that hit.
God, alright.
I feel like this creature was worth some spells, though. This thing was pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah, definitely. That's nice. That's 8. 8, 9, 9.
You're going against the same one, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
17 points of damage.
It dies.
Woo!
What?
Arrow goes right. I really
at
gotta
least
get
he's
that.
Not sickened anymore.
Gotta get. Yeah, no, I saved it.
Right.
To mercy.
Right. Yeah. Mercy. It was a mercy kill. He was
mercy
sick.
Kill. Also gotta get a soundbite of Jake doing the
black. What? Anything else?
Switches his attention to hunt prey on the one north.
Okay.
And Vimir is immediately don't go next to it.
Okay.
Oh my god. Wrong thing selected. And man, just get in range.
Alright.
Yep.
And he's just gonna strike.
Yeah, he could easily fly up there.
Let's see. I just need to double check here. What is his attack? Oh, plus 13. So he might actually hit this thing.
I know a mark.
I know. That's a 20 to hit.
Yep, just hit.
Oh, fuck. 3d8.
You might drop this one, too.
I got it. I hope
so. Yeah, well.
Oh, I don't know. That's 14 points of damage.
14. A ton of damage, but he would not have been able to drop him a lighter crit.
He's a... These things I have for a member.
Yeah.
They're HP sponges.
Boggers have good HP. Kezra.
Burning die.
Yeah, I could do that.
Just straight over the wall, right into the base.
I know. Just like everyone just converges.
I mean, we have to get the gate open so we can get it.
Or we could get over the wall.
Or we could go over the wall.
It is... Yeah, you can't see over the palisade yet. I'll say that if at like a certain angle you can see that it's domed. So I believe that was in the description.
Oh.
But yeah,
it's covered.
Yes, yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Punch through the dome.
is the dome like thick? Is it like cloth or is it like?
It's sort of. What do they call it when they put like the grass on someone's roof?
Thatch.
Thatched. Yeah.
Oh, so you could like walk on it potentially.
Theoretically, yeah.
Depending how.
Or burning dive right through it. Kaboom!
Yeah.
Or you could set it on fire.
Oh,
I mean,
no, you can't. It's the hog's place.
It's the hog's. It's the hog grass.
It's the hog grass. It's fireproof grass.
Fireproof grass.
I saw so much hog grass.
Oh, that's a variant right there. It's the weed chops out the hot grass.
Alright, so is it all difficult terrain between here and the wall?
Oh yeah.
I'm out of this fight, by the way.
You have a spike that you can shoot.
That is true.
You can practice on this.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. On this one bogger that's coming up.
Alright, okay.
It takes me roughly like 10 more turns to even get to the goddamn walls.
Displacing all the water.
Because we're slowly making his way up.
Look at all that movement.
That's all my movement. So Kezra just wades through the wall and wades through the water and goes all the way up to the wall.
Okay. Benson?
Okay. With
Don't
my
you blink.
Movement speed halved, mm-hmm. I basically have 5 blink. Feet around.
Yep.
Oh shit, and I blink at the end of my turn. Hold on.
Oh,
oh no!
Oh man. I blink backwards.
Oh. I'm going.
Oh, I blink the complete whoop. Opposite way of the wall.
And
damn it.
That's as far as I can go, boys.
Woo!
Big yikes.
Was that a 15 feet run?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, imagine if you were hasted.
This That'd is be... the price of barely being able to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's a lot, but. Being the tanky boy, it's the price you pay.
All right, it is the last... Well, not last. It's the last one on this side of the building's turn. I'm going to spend his turn running.
Oh, that one. God, I didn't even register him.
He's all the way out there. It was his whole turn because he went up and downstairs. That is going to be top of round 5. Now Adelar.
All right. Adelar unleashes a new ability. He says, Abitar, make this water as easy to walk on as a cobblestone. And little Addy grows some fins on his hands and gains a swim speed.
What?
Yup. It's called Traveler's Transit. You add power to your muscles, allowing you to swim or climb walls with ease.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
When you hold on a second. Maybe I should choose the climb speed instead of the swim speed. Yeah. never mind, I'm not going to do that, and I'm just gonna push through the marsh.
Got it.
And then when I get to the wall eventually, then I'll get a climb speed.
Oh, then you do like the Spider-Man thing.
That would be a better option. So,
okay.
I'm just going to... It says difficult terrain, so half speed.
Yep.
Okay, so I move 10 feet. 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10. All right, that's my turn.
All right. Cool.
I had really cool, and then I was like, oh, wait, I can get his clean.
It is the
gainest climb speed. Never mind.
It is the Bulgar Swampseer's turn that is directly in front of Vamir. He is going to... Vamir came up and struck out at him, and he is going to do his destructive croak. He's going to... Only Vamir needs to make a basic fortitude save.
Oh, okay. I mean, his fortitude isn't that bad, actually. Because, you know, he's a freaking...
Of course not. Vamir's the most optimized character in our group.
He's also a fucking vulture.
So. Yeah.
That's a 25.
Yep, that's a success. So that is going to be 15 points of damage halved to 7.
Yep.
And then I just need to see when he can do it again. Okay. That was his turn. He croaks. No, he doesn't croak. He does it.
He will in a moment.
He does a destructive croak, and then he's just like, "Whoa! How did he not die?" It's my bread and butter.
Because we're level 8, bitch.
Okay, it is your turn.
Okay. Two action shot, because he already hunted prey last turn. There you go. 14 on the die, so that's a plus 19. That would be... What was that? 14 plus 19? Yes, that'd be...
33. Still a crit. But
it's a crit.
It's a crit, yeah. Ah,
okay. Good. So he might just be able to take this.
This is so guaranteed to just kill him, but yeah. Go ahead. You'd have to roll real bad.
It's true, but I didn't, so.
I imagine. Yeah.
32 points of damage.
That is double what he had, so.
Wow.
Permadead.
It's permadead.
Can't resurrect him.
Drop the tactical nuke arrow on him.
And he just runs, and his last action runs a little bit north.
Okay.
Could from that position, could he see the one running? Yeah, he should be able to.
The replica pillar's in the way too, so I'm gonna say that like you can see him, but he's got some cover there.
Well, I meant like all I want to do is see him, so I can hunt prey on him, because then if I hunt prey, Vamir can run.
Got it. Yes.
Over.
Yes.
He will flutter over and just...
Balls.
19 to hit.
That is a miss, actually.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
He's basically all just waiting for you to finish this combat, because we're not going to get there.
Yeah. Kezra.
Okay. Kezra will...
As far as you can see, there's only one Bogger Swamps here coming. I didn't even know if you can see him. You saw... Vamir going to attack something, I'll say that. You definitely wouldn't be able to see it.
All right, Kezra spends one action to move there.
Okay.
And then he will spend another action to blink.
Okay.
He has to stay in the action. See if he'll blink onto the wall.
Yeah.
Six. Yes!
God, dude.
Boop!
Oh my gosh.
He blinks up onto the wall. Ba-dink.
I blink onto the wall. Don't worry. I'll blink at the end of my turn. So I can blink off the wall, too.
Oh, no.
Do I see anything up here? Like, does it expose anything, or is it all covered?
It's all covered. So, like I said, it's like actual grass, like, growing on
Can
top
I see
of
anything
it.
More about the gate?
Maybe from this angle you can see just how like tight heavy the logs are. So the only thing I'm really gonna give you is that it just looks like a really heavy door.
Are there any doors onto these watchtowers? Like, how did they get up here?
Boggers climb really well.
They climbed on the outside of the wall.
Yeah.
Oh god.
They're like tree frogs.
Damn it.
I will say one of the reasons why I was so intimidated by this, I thought this was just a big wall.
That's
and
what
there was
I
like shit inside.
Yeah.
Once you get on top of the wall, they can shoot at you.
Yeah.
I still have an action left.
Oh yes, sorry.
Try to burn the roof.
That's not enough actions.
Hmm?
It's not enough actions to try to burn the roof.
Produce
flame is two actions.
Yeah, it's attack. Yeah.
Doesn't your staff of fire have like the ability that it just sets things on fire?
I mean, yeah, it can smolder things. It'll take a while to light a roof on fire.
I mean, I don't even think this roof is flammable. I just wanted to see if you do it.
Yeah.
Got burned to Hawk's grass, man.
Guys, give me 10 hours. Just hold the staff of good.
I guess I'll spend my last action to start taking something out of my backpack. Take rope out of my backpack. It takes two actions to do that.
All right.
So, I'll blink.
Okay.
Oh, no. I hope I stay on the wall.
What?
Here.
Oh, you're on the edge. Wow. On the edge of the watchtower, too. So,
so I blink onto the top of the watchtower.
Yeah, you're 34.
I imagine you blinking it. You know how, like, in a, like, if a NPC or something glitches, it sort of spawns them, like, 10 feet above where they're supposed to be. I imagine that's happening.
Yeah.
And so you, like, you spawn up a little bit. You're just going to boop onto the watchtower.
I feel like Vince is like, drop the spell, asshole.
I can't dismiss the spell.
You can't?
No.
Okay. Spells tell you if you can dismiss them.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. I am like this for 1 minute.
I both hate and love this very much.
I know, it's so scary. I just have to get the rope secured before I blink again. I don't even know what we're going to do when we get up here.
Yeah, we gotta get the gate open.
All right, so the Walgard Swamp Steer directly in front of Amir is going to do its destructive croak again. So I need him to make a fortitude save.
Wait, did Benson already go?
It was before me, I think.
Benson, you did not go, but what are you doing?
Oh, well, 15 more feet. Let's go.
All right, anyway. Vamir, make me a fortitude save.
23.
Yep, that is a success. So you're going to take... Oh, 7 again. Rolled the same exact thing.
Damn.
Alright. That turns into stupid combat now.
Yeah,
but... Yeah.
Kill the Boggart, I want to move on.
But it's fun.
The Boggart throws himself off and drowns.
drowns itself somehow.
This helps the narrative!
This amphibious creature drowns. Adelar, your turn.
Oh, gosh. Alright, let's see. Amazingly, he passes. Maybe not so amazingly.
Not that amazingly.
Yeah. He just passes. Good old Benson moving. Boop.
How much can you move around?
Ooh, whoops! Oh no! What's he doing?
Whoa!
Hard glitch.
I can move like 30 feet with my three actions.
I don't know, wading through water with heavy armor or wading through like with robes.
Soaking.
Yeah.
Benson, keep up.
Slosh.
I trip him with my sword.
Roll an attack.
Elk, it's your turn.
At least you can cast prestidigitation just to clean yourself off the muck.
Exactly. Yeah, when you get in, like, hold on, guys, I need to clean myself up here. Yeah. We're just the mud.
Yeah, Elk's going to move his full thing here, and he's going to take a two action to shoot.
without, you know, takes away cover. Fuck. That's a natty one there, buddy.
Woo! Let's just make this combat longer.
I just
and dumber.
I want to make it last.
Who was that? You are slowed one until your next turn.
Oh.
Huh?
Wait, so you have that was two actions.
Until the end of your next turn.
That's the end of your turn.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's the end of my turn.
Well, Vermeer maybe, right?
Well, Vermeer can still keep attacking.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. He has two attacks. So.
Finish him.
Oh, 16 on the die, so that's a 29.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, there's my D8s. There's my D8s. There it is. Seven. Seven. Yeah, 16. And hold one. 19.
19?
Yeah.
All right.
And one more hit.
Okay.
It's probably got its own B.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, that's an 18 on the die, though.
Oh, for how much?
That'd be plus 9, so it'll be 28, I guess.
27.
27. It's a regular hit, but...
Yeah.
It's only 2d8. 10. 10 points of damage.
Okay. Kezzer.
I spend my first action to remove the rope from my bag, and I use my next action to... Can I tie it to something?
Nope.
Tie it to the bogger.
So the... use the bogger as an anchor up top.
He's pretty damn heavy.
A grappling hook. No, they're all... I mean, there's like steps, but you can't really like angle a rope around it.
Well, with like the roof, like you said, it's like thatch. Couldn't he like dig underneath some of it or...
I mean, it's like I said, it's like grass and mud and clay.
Oh, okay.
You got a climbing spike?
a piton?
Yeah, piton.
Piton.
Let's see. What do I have?
You could put.
You don't have a grappling hook.
Strike your.
Oh, I do have a grappling hook.
Yeah.
Okay. So just wanna...
So I just chink the grappling hook down.
All right.
And drop the rope.
Yep. The wall here is made of clay, so you could easily just like put it in and stomp it. So yeah.
Oh.
And my last action. Guess I will just. I'll use it to move down to the gate since I secured that thing. So
okay. All right. So the steps there can't count as like difficult terrain. So just like the first two.
Okay. So
yeah.
So I'm probably here, and I blink.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
What happens if you blink through the roof?
I think it's okay. So I go this direction.
Oh.
Interesting.
Huh.
As I lean over to check the time on this episode.
Gotta at least kill the boggers.
So what happens...
Oh, no.
...is Kezra blinks through the wall.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm gonna pull you through.
Oh no.
You're dead. You're
so,
dead.
So I will land in this square.
Oh no.
If this, there's an obstruction.
Oh no.
Oh fuck.
Oh no.
You see.
This is fun.
This creature. Goodness gracious. The interior walls of this hallway are covered with 6-inch wooden spikes carved to resemble dragon's teeth. Along the north wall stands 4 wooden doors, and a statue of a humanoid dragon stands in the center of the room. As you blink through, the dragon head turns to you.
Cool.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, God. But we gotta kill the bogger.
The bogger dies.
Well, that's a good thing you can't drop Link.
Just stay by the wall. You wouldn't want anybody else in the party spontaneously.